Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and we are launching into the second hour of the show. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You will find the features on the site are free. Main feature allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. You actually submit things that you find online that you think are pretty neat. They want to share with our listeners. You submit them to the site. Other listeners then vote on them, and they will vote as to whether they like or dislike it. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So head on over there and get interactive. Last hour, we just at the very end of the hour took a call from Brad listening to WKCT in Bowling Green. And Brad, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, for our listeners just tuning in, can you recap what your purpose was in calling tonight?
I just wanted to spread some light on the government conspiracy and the Illuminati things that are going on and I see every day in the news. And I want to know what we can do to inform people more and stand up against it because I'm tired of it.
To stand up against the government?
Stand up against the government and the things that they're planning to do, the Illuminati, all this conspiracy is going down. The people need to just stand up and make a stand.
Now, I'm all in favor of standing up for freedom and your rights. I think you start to go off the rails when you start bringing in conspiracy theory into the mix, like the Illuminati and stuff like that. I think it just pretty much kills whatever credibility you might have.
I don't know. I think this stuff is pretty real from the research I've been doing. I don't just listen to people. I go and do my own research on topics, and I decide for myself. And the stuff that I've been finding out, I think it's pretty real.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to deny that, there are people that might meet secretly to plan world domination. I mean, they might exist.
I think those people meet out in the open to plan world domination, from what I can tell.
Yeah, they're called the UN, for instance. But anyway, or the federal government. But I think that you've got plenty of examples out there of the government people doing horrible things to folks that you don't need to go beyond and get into a conspiracy theory about it. The government is aggressing against peaceful people wholesale. It's a monopoly of violence. And does it matter whether or not there's some puppet master behind the scenes pulling the strings? I don't really think it does.
You made a good point then.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
So you have to remember
how do we stop it, though?
Well, that's a good question. I'm going to get to that. I'll get to that point here in a moment. So you have to remember that when you're approaching people with an idea about standing up for oneself, there's no need to clutter it with anything else. There's no need to couch it in the conspiracy land when there's so much that is so crystal clear about how they hurt people on a regular basis. We were talking about the war on drugs last hour, 1.5 million people arrested last year for that, just for mostly possession cases. I mean, the government people are ruining people's lives. And even if you believe that there is some sort of evil cabal that's secretly behind the scenes controlling things, then it won't matter. Certainly you would have to agree that the elections process certainly isn't going to change it. I mean, if voting changed anything significant at the federal level, it would be illegal. So to answer your question as to what to do, because you're certainly perceiving the damage they're doing. You certainly are aware that they are hurting people, and you're frustrated by that, and you want something to be done. You want to stand up, but you're not quite sure what that means, right?
Yes, sir.
Mark, what would your answer be?
My answer would be to pick up and move for the Free State Project if you in fact do believe in the ideas of liberty. I mean, I would have to – it is very frustrating, and, voting libertarian doesn't do it, and that's to me the only real solution.
Yep, that's go ahead.
What was that you said? What I need to do?
Well, first what I'd recommend is boning up a little bit on your knowledge in regards to liberty. Not so much researching the Illuminati, because that's like this endless rabbit hole. The conspiracy theory world is this crazy rabbit hole that just gets more and more wild and unbelievable as you go deeper and deeper into it.
I did notice that.
Whereas, yeah, exactly. And, you end up getting to the point where there's people out there that believe that, the politicians are actually lizard men from another planet. You know,
we are definitely not allowed to reveal that fact.
Definitely. So what I would recommend is that you learn more about liberty and the ideas of freedom and the principles that are behind it, the philosophy of liberty. And there are different ways that that one can do that. I already recommended book.freekeen.com. There are a handful of books there. One of them is Healing Our World. It's available in PDF and ebook form. And Dr. Mary Ruart, I think I can announce this, Dr. Mary Ruart, the author of Healing Our World, which is one of my favorite books about liberty. And Mark, you haven't read it yet, have you?
Which one?
Healing?
Healing Our World, yes.
You've read that. Okay, good. I met somebody recently who I was shocked that had not read Healing Our World. Anyway, she told me, I was emailing her recently, she told me that there is actually an audiobook version of Healing Our World that has never been released. Somebody recorded it for her a while back, and so she's sending me the audio of Healing Our World, and we're going to get, a world exclusive on releasing that.
Oh, cool.
So that's pretty exciting. I'm hoping it's good. But yeah, you can go and get those books and then learn more about freedom, and then once you understand what it really means to be free, and you because it sounds like you get some of it, then that's when it's a good time to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And I'd recommend you go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that, which is basically a project that encourages liberty-minded people to get together in the same place. Because one of the problems that was really frustrating to me in the past was that one of the most frustrating things to me living down in Florida was that I love liberty. And there were a handful of other folks that loved it too, but not quite as much, and they weren't really doing that much about it, and I felt like there wasn't really much hope. And
yep, that's how I feel.
Yeah, and then when I got together with other people that believe in freedom here in New Hampshire, as I moved up here 4 years ago, I found that hope. And I think that it's the most exciting thing that I've ever done, and I'm so glad to be a part of it, and I'm so excited about who's coming still. Only a few hundred people have made the move so far here to New Hampshire. Thousands, over 10,000 have pledged to make the move. In fact, there was the first 1,000 plan that encouraged the first 1,000 folks to get here, and we're closing in on that 1,000 number here.
It's likely they're already here, they just haven't revealed their presence.
Possibly. But now there's also the next 1,000 program, right, Mark?
That's right. If you want to sign up for the next 1,000, you just go. First, you have to sign up at freestateproject.org. And if you want to sign up for the next 1,000, just go to pledgebank.com/next1,000.
But really, it can't happen soon enough. I mean, the more people we can get to move, the better. The more people that can move, the more influential the ideas of liberty will become up here in New Hampshire, which is already probably the freest state of the 50. So we've got a good starting point, but there's a lot of work to be done. It's not going to be a cakewalk or walk in the park or anything like that. I hope we've given you some ideas, have we?
Yes, sir. I'm going to go research it tonight. My research tonight.
I appreciate it, and this is research worth doing, and I thank you for the call tonight. At 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Now, I know that some people will argue that, well, we need to get the conspiracy theories out there because it brings people into the liberty movement. And certainly it's a true statement, right, that some people have been brought into the liberty movement by coming into this
conspiracy
world.
I don't even know that I believe some of them.
Some of the people that claim
conspiracy theories out there. Many of them, most of them, I just find to be so outlandish.
Can't
go for them.
I'm just saying that you get for credit where credit's due. Some people were brought into the movement because of it. I just think it's not the best way to do it. I think it's in fact probably
it alienates people.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most inefficient ways to do it because of the absurdities of many of those theories. And the fact is, you just can't prove them. If you could prove them, they wouldn't be
conspiracy theories
anymore, really. So
and even the ones you can prove, people don't seem to care. I mean, you know, there's been evidence come out on the John F. Kennedy assassination that, maybe that was planned by the CIA or something. I don't even remember.
And how's it changed anything?
Yeah. I mean, is life dramatically different? Nobody seems to care. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, that happened, something, CIA, mafia.
Yeah, everybody knows the government's corrupt. Everybody knows the government is evil and it hurts people. So what more do you need to prove? They prove that every single day out in the open, out in the news media. You can see story after story about it. So we continue with your calls, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Also, coming up, still, if we get a chance, I'm going to tell you something out of that's happening out of Helena, Montana. And it's pretty disturbing. It's about what the state Republican Party wants to do up there. They want to make something illegal that really is none of their damn business. And we'll come back, discuss that if we get a chance. But your calls are the primary element, so you dial in toll-free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include our bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, JurisDictionary.com is a course for you. It's for people without a lawyer who must know what to do, what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what should be done by their attorney. It works for plaintiffs and defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And it costs, and it's so easy the average eighth grader can go through the complete four CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. It was written by a doctorate of jurisprudence. And the idea is to bring public legal education to America because people don't know anything about the judicial system. Jurisdictionary.com intends to change that.
All right, 800-259-9231. Continuing to take your phone calls about what you want. Let's go to, I believe we've got Derek listening in Charleston to WSC-FM. Hello, Derek.
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
I've spent some time researching the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I'm still a little fuzzy on what the exact purpose is of the Free State Project.
All right.
The truth.
What is your understanding and what are you fuzzy about?
Well, generally, I guess, you know, the goal is to create liberty, right? Get back personal rights, freedoms, things like that for individuals. But big picture, I mean, what are they exactly? Are they trying to create a brand new culture that's never specifically existed or trying to bring America back to what it should be or used to be?
Well, I don't think anybody's trying to go back anything.
I think that there are people that would call themselves conservatives that would want to go back to something. I think that, in fact, what conservatives are talking about going back to never existed at all anywhere in the world. You know, this idea of a functioning and efficient government that serves the people and doesn't, it's really for the people. It's not for the rich guys out there and to limit competition and all that other stuff, when, in fact, government has been that all along. Just ask the people who have been under the thumb of it. But the idea of the Free State Project is to limit the use of government for simply areas of protecting property, life, and...
Not quite accurate. The Free State Project is really just a concept to bring liberty-minded people to New Hampshire that doesn't specify what they should do when they get here.
It says the pledge of intent will work.
The statement of intent says something, I'm not reading it exactly, but it says something to the effect of, I pledge that I will perform my maximum effort toward achieving a society in which the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. So within a statement like that, you've got a wide variety of people that can fit into it. You've got the mini government people, the mini minarchists, if you will, that believe in the very smallest government, but still believe in the government.
Even
minarchist is a probably better word for him. But you've got those folks, and then you've got people like me that don't believe in any coercion whatsoever, and you would qualify as a voluntarist or a consensualist, for instance. So you've got a range there. So to answer your question, is the Free State Project only exists as a way to encourage liberty-minded people to make the move to New Hampshire?
And so the ultimate goal is to create a society that's never actually existed, a brand new type of society, not restore like old New Hampshire or the way, you know, it was, say, in the, you know, mid-1700s or something like that.
Well, I'd say that New Hampshire, being the freest state in the United States, and honestly, 15 years ago, even more so, before the liberals got in control of the House and passed a whole bunch of stuff and put a lot of government spending in there. So I think that... It's closer to returning New Hampshire to what New Hampshire was, but, you know, there's...
Depends who you ask, because, again, there is no goal...
I mean, we have a constitution in the United States. I mean, do you guys agree with that constitution?
We don't have a constitution. We don't have the constitution. The United States government has a constitution, and they don't seem to care much about it.
But do you agree with the constitution, or do you think
I used to be one of those constitutional guys. Like, I even, you know, I've read a book about the Constitution, was really into, you know, the ideas that were presented there. And I think there were some good ideas in the Constitution, certainly. But
themselves in a loophole. I mean, the fact is the Constitution says that the Supreme Court has appellate jurisdiction, which means the Supreme Court gets to decide how every single law is applied. And that means that what you read in the Constitution, what I read in the Constitution isn't what the Constitution says. The Constitution says what the people in the Supreme Court say the Constitution says.
I recommend Sanders.
You know, my opinion, my personal opinion of the Constitution is that, you know, America in the mid-1600s, you know, especially in places like Rhode Island, New Hampshire, you know, there was real liberty there and real freedom. People understood other people's rights, and even on topics like slavery and things like that. By the mid-1700s, it has started to slip, and they wrote this constitution that we all kind of praise now, and it is the greatest thing ever written, you know, as far as governments go, ever in the world. You know,
that's
but
like
really,
saying you've got the
really,
best cancer.
It really took away a lot of the rights that were
sure.
already in the country.
Well, first of all,
the people that supported the Articles of Confederation would say, in fact, that was the best document. And
right.
you know, there's
right. the Declaration of Independence. I mean, the rights are right in the first sentence or spelled out.
It's sure. a rhetorical document.
The Declaration
yes.
of Independence is a you know very beautiful sounding document, no doubt about it. But as Lysander Spooner put it in his essay, No Treason, he points out that the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny we are currently experiencing or has been powerless to prevent it. So I, for one, have no use whatsoever for the concept at all of a federal government. The New Hampshire Constitution is you know a fine document. In fact, the New Hampshire Constitution in many ways is superior to the U.S. Constitution. There actually is a right to revolution built into the New Hampshire Constitution. Not that it'll do you any good either. I mean, they don't pay attention to the New Hampshire Constitution, just like the U.S. government doesn't pay attention to the U.S. Constitution. Remember, constitutions, and you probably already know this, but for those that don't, constitutions do not grant rights. You have rights as being a human being. What a constitution is supposed to be is a document that is a set of rules for governments to follow. So the governments are supposed to outline, you know, the rights that they will respect and so on and so forth. But as we all know,
they don't care. You just said we have rights as human beings. Where do those rights come from?
Those rights come from self-ownership. You own your body. No one else owns it. No one else can move it. No one else can make it dance around and do the lumbata. So that means that
our Constitution, the state Constitution of New Hampshire, Declaration of Independence, all clearly say that those rights were given to us by God.
Well,
so that's a foundational principle for our country.
You can choose to believe. What about atheists? Do they not get rights?
Well, they're still given those rights, whether they understand it or not. You know, a Christian. There's been lots of societies like you're talking about. You know, Aristotle. You know, preached us such a society. Woodstock. You know, Haight Ashbury. Those were societies like I think you would like.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, Haight Ashbury. You know, Woodstock. Places like that. There was no government. Everyone had a right to do what they wanted to do. And kind of preach the same concept that you're teaching, that those rights are just ours.
Rights are an idea. Rights are an idea that are, it's a good idea, and people should share in that idea. And just in the same way that property is an idea, and it's a good idea, and these are ideas that help mankind interact with one another. And one thing we can agree on is that government doesn't give a flip about your rights. It does not respect your rights. It doesn't respect you as a sovereign individual, and something needs to be done, and that's why the Free State Project exists. And I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved meditations. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake? The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and features include stuff like our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wiki.freetalklive.com. You can go over there and get interactive. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Whiskey's listening to WGIR in Bedford. Whiskey's gone. Okay, then. 800-259-9231. Let's continue instead with Bob, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, just great, Bob. What's on your mind tonight?
I have some questions about individual sovereignty.
Yes, sir.
Basically, with the whole conversation going on tonight, conspiracy theories and the Liberty Movement. You know, I did some studying myself, talked to a couple of friends who used it to get out of tickets and whatnot, a court, a few lawyers. Matter of fact, I had a court case myself, and I tried to use it, and the lawyer really just discouraged it. I have some questions of this. What's some practical uses for this, I guess, using and getting information about individual sovereignty and how, you know, really use it without being, I guess, victims, you know, because in the videos and things I researched, they always talk about, well, you know, you can try to use it, got to use discretion, because if the judge doesn't like you, they can pretty much just, hey, they ignore what you're saying and lock you on up or
Sure, sure. I actually have some personal experience. I actually have some personal experience with this. I've tried some of this, these magic words myself. The idea that you're proposing, that you're suggesting here for our listeners that are unaware, this is that you are a sovereign individual, and that if you didn't consent to this government system, then they shouldn't be able to foist it upon you if you haven't harmed anybody else. And so there are all these practitioners out there that have their plans as to what you should say or do if you get into some sort of a courtroom situation. They have these magic words that if you utter these words, you know, they'll release you from the courtroom. And it's just, there's not really much evidence that there's any truth to any of their claims. I've tried some of the approaches, and of course, inevitably, if you try one of their approaches and it doesn't work, as it probably won't, they'll always come back and say, well, you didn't say it this way. You should have said this word here or this, you know, phrase over here, and you didn't invoke the, you know, the correct terminology and so on and so forth. I think that the idea makes sense. The idea makes sense. In fact, if you look at the New Hampshire Constitution, right there in the very first Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, it says that all government is of good is by consent. So the suggestion there is that one must consent in order to have a good government. I guess maybe they're just admitting they're bad government because they're not operating by consent, obviously. And so I've tried to tell them that I don't consent, and I've told them that many a times, and you know I don't consent to your jurisdiction, etc. and so on. And I've tried challenging that stuff, and you know it's like you said, if the judge wants to put you in a cage, he's going to do that, and he's got this magical power called contempt of court, that if you say something he doesn't like, or look at him funny, or in my case, not sit down fast enough,
give you a life sentence.
They can put you in a cage for pretty much as long as they want to, without any sort of trial or anything like that. As long as the judge waves his arm and speaks his magic words, the men in coats calling themselves bailiffs will come, put you in handcuffs, take you to the sheriffs, and they'll take you to a cage. So yeah, there's no real way to speak yourself out of these situations that I can tell. And if there was, then somebody could post a video of it working, and then then other people could duplicate that. But it doesn't really tend to happen. So I think the only real solution is to get together with other like-minded people and make a stand together and refuse to obey and non-cooperate as much as possible with these criminals.
Okay, and a few guys I've known had it work. But my real question is, I guess along with that, they talk about this whole thing with the federal government and the birth certificates and you know, basically giving ownership, and that's how they can establish such power over you. And, you know, I had a few guys talk about you got to get dual citizenship or relinquish your citizenship in order to have real power, because
you don't have citizenship in the first place, and all of this is very
prisons are full of people from you have dual citizenship and citizenship in other countries. So I mean that doesn't.
Yeah, all of this is typically, the things you're talking about are typically purveyed by people that want to sell something to you. Oh, well, if you pay me hundreds of dollars, I will give you my CD-ROM packed full of documents on it that you can research through and learn how to extract yourself from the system. Just fill out the right forms in the right way and file them with the right government agencies, and voila! You will be released from all of the government rules and regulations that they would try to force upon you.
When in fact the government is an agency of you know, it's a monopoly agency of violence.
And they don't follow their own rules.
Ask Barack Obama, the quote's on the internet.
Yeah. They don't follow their own rules. So, you know, even if you could, even if these forms were real and they did make some sort of a difference, it wouldn't matter anyway, because they're not following their own rules. So all of that stuff, it seems to me, and I've looked at it too, dude. I've read through this stuff. I've dug deep into it, and it just seems like a bunch of poppycock that is designed to get people to waste their time and send money away to these hucksters that are going to take the money and run, because you know they've got no obligation to provide you with any sort of support or anything like that. These people are just trying to milk folks that are gullible into taking hundreds of dollars from them, and then those gullible people take these questionable tactics into courtrooms, they lose, and they end up going to jail.
So basically, might is right, like I was taught when I was young. Whoever
no,
has
might
the guns,
right.
Of course,
well,
is going to individually, well, I guess, as a whole, be right. And that's who enforces what's going on.
Well, no, might is not right. That's not what I'm saying at all here. I'm saying that numbers are important, and I think that if you have a number of people who are willing to no longer go along with the government scam anymore, who are no longer willing to pay a fine when they are issued a fine or you found guilty or something like that, if you're not willing to take a plea bargain and you want to clog the court system and go to trial, there are tactics that can be used that can make things very difficult for these government people, for these aggressors. It can make them very difficult for them, but used by yourself, these tactics of non-cooperation will be very, very pointless. You have to be together with other people that are of a like mindset in order to make a difference. I've been in courtrooms here in New Hampshire with people, with a couple dozen people who have refused to stand for the so-called judge as he comes into the room. I never would have considered doing something like that down in Florida. I would have been too scared to do something like that. So I'm not talking about might. I'm just talking about numbers and non-cooperation.
Gotcha. Civil disobedience.
Absolutely. But civil disobedience doesn't do anything if it's just little old you. You've got to be together with other people that are willing to also make that
same
statement.
Yeah, you're just another arrest statistic then.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Got to have a group.
So while you're doing...
The more you have who are in the same mindset...
So, Bob, while you're busy doing research, take a moment to research the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, because that's the group that I am so proud to be involved with. And it's a group full of liberty-minded people that have made the move to New Hampshire in order to make a stand for liberty. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Brett is in Indiana on the AMP lines. Hello, Brett.
Hey, guys. Got a kind of a property rights question for you guys.
Sure.
Well, lately here in Indiana and I guess in parts of Kentucky, we haven't got a whole lot of rain in the last, like, 4 or 5 weeks. And with all the dry grass, the governments around here, I think it's like, I don't know if it's the state governments. I'm pretty sure that's probably what it is. But they've decided to kind of put a ban on burning stuff on your property because the grass is so dry and it's been real windy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, if you own your property, you know, shouldn't you be able to have the right to burn something on your property as long as you want, as long as it's not, you know, going, as long as it doesn't get out of control and go across the property line to somebody else's property and cause damage to them or their property? Or...
Well, I'll field that for you if you'd like. I'm actually a volunteer firefighter in my town, and what makes it's your right to gamble that you don't the fire doesn't get out of hand, but you don't really have the capacity to do so. So probably taking the advice of the people who are giving out the burn permits is a good idea.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I'm not sure if Fred had a response to that. So hang on, Brett, more coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in, toll free, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can join the Free Talk Live AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up and get on board. By the way, there's a bug right now, a really nasty bug on our AMP page that is making it so you have to be logged into our website in order for the AMP page to even show you anything. So I apologize for the inconvenience there. We're working on getting that worked out. Do bear with us. But in the meantime, if you are logged in, the AMP page will work for you. So go to amp.freetalklive.com after you've logged into the site. At this point, we'll let you know when that changes. And you can get signed up to become a Free Talk Live amplifier and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, as well as the podcast. And your $3 a month will be reinvested into the show to get us on more radio stations around the country, bring more Internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So amp.freetalklive.com. We've got Brett with us in Indiana. You'd asked a question about property rights and burning something on one's property, as long as one is cautious about the fire, would that be appropriate? Was your question, Brett?
Since we're kind of in a drought around here in this part of the country, you know, it's the fire marshals and stuff in different counties are, you know, they're putting bans out so you can't burn stuff on your property because they're afraid, you know, just the wind and all the dry grass and stuff, you know, could cause fires to spread and get out of control,
sure,
you know, a lot easier.
Well, very well could. I think that if you were going to be burning something and you're downwind from a neighbor's property, or that they're downwind from you, rather, and a spark gets over there and sets something ablaze, then you're fully liable for
right.
it.
Right. And with complete liberty comes complete responsibility. So if you didn't, if you'd be responsible to your insurance company, who likely you would be violating whatever rules your insurance company had in a world of complete liberty, because you would be burning on a day that would be a bad day to burn, because whatever agency would give that advice, you'd be going contrary to that, and so I'm sure your insurance company would have a stake in that. So you your policy may not pay, and then you'd have to pay, you know, in this world of complete liberty, you'd have to come up with a $200,000 for your pace, for your neighbor's home, plus, you know, say another $25,000 for your negligence, and, you know, give them that that money. And it might be payable on demand, which means that you may very well have to dip into some kind of savings that you probably don't have.
And it's a lot of money for a bonfire.
Sell yourself into indenture in order to pay it off and work that off for several years. So not a good idea to burn when the advice is to not burn.
Yeah, I agree with that and everything, you know, but I could, you know, in, I didn't think about taking an argument that way, but, you know, I was talking to people about it, you know, and I've, you know, every time I usually talk about a subject, I usually just, I guess, you know, maybe right or wrong, I just go like straight to how, you know, it would be handled if it was all like voluntary society.
Sure.
You know, I was just saying, you know, if you have the right, you know, most people, you know, when they burn stuff on their property, most people, like, at least in a city, at least that I know of, you know, they usually keep it in a fire pit, you know, where it's easily containable. They're not just going to be, like, burning their grass in city. It's usually...
Sure, but you could still have a spark fly out of a fire pit, couldn't you? Over into
Fire pits.
Yeah, you could.
There's different things you can do with fire pits, and I mean, you're lessening your chances of something going terribly awry, you know, by having, you know, screens over them sometimes and all kinds of different things. If you've got it in a fire pit, you know, the sparks traveling and causing fires, not nearly as big of an issue as a fire getting just sort of blown out of control.
Sure, no doubt about it. Hey, Brent, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go ladies first to Rachel, listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Hello, Rachel.
Hey, how are you doing?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
I had asked the gentleman with whom I spoke, I think his name was Mark, did he have another number that I could get offline where I could contact some of you people after the show?
Who are you looking to get in touch with?
You know, I need a name. Because all I know are the people I hear on the radio, and I listen to you every Saturday.
Okay, I'm not sure what your intentions are. Like, what are you trying to contact? What's your purpose?
My purpose is that some friends of mine and I are trying to start a grassroots project that's separate from corporate funding, and we are trying to do it through membership and through book sales. What we want to do is have a populist candidate that is not a part of the elitist community that we now call the government.
Okay, so you're wanting to start your own grassroots political organization and field a political candidate for an election?
Correct.
I don't think there's much we can do to help you. We're just talk show hosts.
I understand that.
Okay.
But, you know, where I could maybe speak to you in terms of maybe doing a book review or interview or something like that.
Well, we're always happy to you know, sell you advertising if that's what you're looking to do. You can email mark@freetalklive.com and he'll be happy to help you with something like that. But as far as your grassroots organizing is concerned, you know, I wish you the best of luck. I tend to think that the political system is very set against third parties and alternatives.
I think it takes people trying all kinds of things.
Sure, but
we
this has been
that,
tried,
but
Mark.
The main problem I have with such as the Teabag Party, I guess you can call it a party these days, is that they kind of veer away from diversity, and we believe that all Americans ought to have, you know, access to running for office or whatever without being tainted by the powers that be. So
Have you ever been involved in third party politics before? It doesn't sound like it, right?
Yes, I have.
You have?
I was with the Green Party.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you know, you have some idea of how difficult this road is, right? I mean, this is not an easy task that you've
right.
You're
getting
ready for.
May not even be successful, but it's nothing wrong.
No, we're not trying to make it seem like we think it's
I've
wrong.
I've done it. I've been involved in the Libertarian Party for many years. I no longer am. I've since rejected them, and that is an option. But I wish you the best of luck. What I'd do is to get in touch with the folks there in New Mexico. You're calling from Albuquerque, so you know, get in touch with the New Mexican Department of Elections or whatever they are, and figure out exactly what the requirements are to field a third party candidate, and you know, then get people together and see if you can somehow accomplish that. I imagine the regulations are onerous, difficult, and a pain in the booty. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. They do not want you to field anybody for an election besides Republicans
or
Democrats.
It's so difficult to put a third-party candidate on the ballot, and you know, even more difficult for them to have any kind of success. It's happened, but it's rare, and it's a tough road to hoe. That's all.
Yeah,
it sounds like she knows what she's talking about, and I wish her luck. And if she needs to get a hold of me for some reason, mark@freetalklive.com.
There you go. The whole system is designed against that as a possibility. It is likely going to be very frustrating. I mean, the existing parties, the existing third parties, the Green Party, the Libertarians, whoever else might be out there. The existing third parties have been around for a long time. They know the hoops. They know how to jump through them, but they have a difficult time doing it.
Well, that's because they make it harder every decade. It just gets harder and harder.
I'm just saying, those guys have been around. They know how to do it, and it's difficult for them.
Yeah.
Just think of how difficult it's going to be for you to start something new, to start your own brand new party, to field a candidate in a party that has not existed heretofore. That's going to be even more difficult.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's darn near close.
It might be a better route to go through one of the existing parties and get involved in that apparatus. Not to say it's easier or efficient.
She was involved in the Green Party. We didn't get to ask her why she's not anymore, but because whenever you get involved in an existing party, then you've got the existing party bureaucracy that you've got to deal with.
What
as far
I think
as
more
to
interesting is that she didn't feel like she was welcome in the Tea Party because it sounded like what she was talking about was race, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say that was a black lady who's calling. And I would imagine that most of the Tea Parties would say welcome, please come in. But
there's what they say, and then there's how they behave, right?
Yeah.
There's the public spin on, well, we're all inclusive. Look, there's some black people over there. And then there's the way that the members of the Tea Party will actually act towards people who are not of the same skin color.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't either. I don't go to them. So
I haven't. I've been to a couple of the little events that they had. I didn't. It's New Hampshire. There weren't very many people of color around.
I can tell you that. You're right, Mark. I did go to one of them myself, and I certainly felt that they weren't very friendly toward Hispanics.
Well, there's always the immigration issue. Yeah. It's the rule of law. We can't just let anybody cross the border, and there's that nonsense. But that doesn't really transfer over to blacks necessarily.
No, but it certainly belies a certain possible bigotry.
I suppose. I don't know.
I'm not saying everybody that goes to the Tea Party is bigots. I think the people that go to Tea Parties are diverse in their belief systems, in that some of them believe in the Republican Party, and some of them are actually more like Ron Paul-oriented, liberty-oriented people. I think there's a range of people that will go to those. But I don't doubt what she says is true, just knowing some of those people. 800-259-9231, and she's likely got the experience to claim that. More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. You take control. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.